Well, Pope Benedict also spoke about efforts to stop the proliferation of nuclear weapons as well as the flow of conventional arms to conflict zones. Charles Collins also spoke to the British ambassador to the Holy See, Francis Campbell, who told him that the Holy See's support of a UN ban on the illicit trade in arms is important to its success.
The Holy See is very firmly involved in that as the friends of the Arms Trade Treaty. And indeed, late last year, the British Foreign Secretary and his French opposite number, Bernard Kouchner, placed an article in L'Osservatore Romano in which they highlighted the forthcoming work on the Arms Trade Treaty and the role of the Holy See. Now, a lot of people would sit up and think, well, what has the Holy See got to do with the Arms Trade Treaty? Well, it's very interesting because it's the view of the Foreign Office that if it was not for the diplomatic work and the bridge-building work of the Holy See delegation in the preparatory conferences leading to the Cluster Munitions Treaty, we would not have achieved that necessary consensus. But also the Pope mentioned the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And again, there is tremendous movement there because up to now, talks around the Non-Proliferation Treaty tended to either divide between those who were interested in proliferation and those who were interested in disarmament. And when our Prime Minister spoke in September 2009 at the UN Security Council, he was very, very clear about how this path could lead towards a world free of nuclear weapons. And that has to be a component of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, but so too does proliferation. And the United Kingdom and a number of other countries have really put a lot of effort into this to try to make sure that the NPT conference is a success in May 2010. And that's why we were, you know, really very, very pleased to see that the Holy Father has referred to this and has really given it a big push, and that there is that degree of foresight in the Holy See's position.